26 minutes after 6, construction and engineering firm Group 5 published their interim numbers with half-year loss reported that widened more than expected following continued difficulties at its Kapone power project in Ghana. They mentioned that there were further delays that they were currently experiencing, which resulted in a loss on the contract of 649 million rand. Themba Musai, who's the CEO of Group 5, spoke to MoneyWeb's Warren Thompson.
Very, very, very difficult indeed. We did expect a very difficult period given the current context in the South African space from a construction perspective. But indeed, it was not expected that it would be this difficult. I think the main issue that we experienced was this Pone project in Ghana. I think we've lost there, you know, in the period under review, 615 million rands. Due to a number of factors, some certainly outside our control, and those that are within our controls, obviously we have already taken serious steps to address them, and have been addressed, including removal of certain leadership to bring that project back online, and then appointing the right people in that project going forward.
Okay, great. I see that the real damage, though, was done a real tough time with this EPC cluster. I presume that's Kopanong is included there. But you said you saw a 35% decrease in revenue from that cluster. Was there anything else there that contributed to that?
So yes, that EPC cluster includes Pone. Pone currently sits under that. I think the market has dried up a bit. In fact, we're only doing currently one project in South Africa, and then we're doing one project outside of South Africa, which is this Pone. Both projects obviously not producing the goods, and with Pone obviously being extremely disappointing to us.
Okay, so and then just to kind of round out and contextualize, you also had a very tough time, but you said the construction segments traded lower than the prior comparable period. I know that the environment has been very weak. Has there been any signs that things will be improving on the construction front?
So, there are signs, but I think the main reason why it traded lower is also the initiatives that we have taken. We have decided not to chase revenue anymore. Because it comes with a lot of losses, particularly in this current cutthroat market. So we have decided to close down quite a number of businesses in construction, and we are only retaining our building business and our housing business, and then our a small portion of our civil engineering business, which is just focusing on niche markets. So that strategic move also resulted in our revenue declining drastically, which is obviously because of the market, but also because of our own decisions not to pursue it at the expense of everything else. So is there recovery? Yes, we're beginning to see inquiries coming through. Generally people are budgeting and testing the market to see what prices are coming out. So we're beginning to see that. So obviously this will go into the budget, and then hopefully next year, this time, these projects will begin to come out.
Okay. You touched on the restructuring that's taking place. Is that perhaps just two questions there? You're going to have four operating units moving forward. Just tell us what those are, and has the restructuring been completed?
The restructure is complete. Yes, we have four operating units. The one is construction, but what we've done in construction, we've divided into two, being the construction operating in South Africa, construction South Africa, and construction operating in the rest of Africa. On the one that operates in South Africa, obviously we're going to do our VRP process in that one. So in essence, we will be a minority shareholder in that business in the not-too-distant future. And then the one that's operating outside of South Africa, obviously we're retaining that, but it's also reduced in terms of what it does. We're only operating in the SMEIP business, which is structural, mechanical, electrical, instrumentation and piping, which really is about, building water treatment plants, etc., for the mining sector in particular. It's a good space to be from a competition perspective. And then on the other three sectors, clusters, what we've called the D&I, or development and investment, and then we've got operations and maintenance, and we've got TPS, which is the 10T project solutions. And the reason why we've done that, essentially we've taken the very best performing INC business of the past, and we split it into two, you know, which resulted in this DNI business and this O&M business. And the reason why we did that largely is we said to ourselves, where are we good at? What are we good at? And where are we performing? And just looking at our numbers over the years, it is clear we are performing on the INC business. But unfortunately, we are structured such that we are very much exposed to construction. 80% of our revenue come from construction. Therefore, 80% of the people come from construction. 80% of the time is spent in construction. And yet our profits were not coming from that space. So redoing it in this manner shifts our focus from revenue to profits. And now we've got management focused in the right businesses and management pushing the right businesses going forward.
Okay, because just to clarify this, so you said you had a good result out of the manufacturing cluster that grew its revenue by 12%. Where does that sit now in terms of the four pillars?
So the manufacturing business we are exiting.
Okay.
So a process has already started. Yeah, we are disposing of that.
Okay, and that was construction. That was construction products, was it?
No, just manufacturing. It's Everite, I think you know Everite, and a business called Group 5 Pipes.
Okay, great. So I guess the question now is just the outlook for the second half of the year. How do you see things panning out there? And how confident are you can turn the losses around?
So I think construction, we're still going to struggle this year, although we've cleaned it up, we've seen the losses coming down and so forth. Unfortunately, we were still carrying a high base, obviously, from which we've exited, given the restructure and the retrenchments that we've done. But the order book is not coming through, and so we're still going to struggle there. On the INC business, it's performing very well. It's meeting our expectations, and we see that we're still going to perform very well in that business. And so the same for manufacturing business, which will obviously exit by the end of this calendar year. To the extent that processes that we are already started conclude according to our expectations.
That's Themba Mosai, who's the CEO of Group 5.